The next patient is Luis Delgado. The last name is D-E-L like in Lima, G like in Gate, A like in Alpha, D like in Delta, O like in Oscar. First name, L-U-I-S. This is the clinical case of an 88-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and Crohn's disease. Period. The patient was admitted to the hospital with the small bowel obstruction. During that period, during the hospital admission, the patient was treated with the nasogastric suction and the administration of parenteral steroids, and the blood sugar went out of control. The patient has been regaining the control slowly but surely. At the present time, he's a CKD stage 2. He doesn't have any proteinuria. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number 3, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.8, but he has been noticing that the blood sugar is finally getting under control. We are not going to make any adjustments in the medication at this time. Following number, the patient had a syncopal episode that probably was a vasovagal versus autonomic dysfunction. He was completely asymptomatic. He stood up, walked like 13, 14 feet. When he reached the kitchen counter, he went down on the floor. He didn't fracture anything. The workup has been completely negative. Pending is the evaluation of the cardiologist that is coming up pretty soon. Following number, the patient has Crohn's disease and at the present time continues with mercaptopurine and Asacol, 400 milligrams BID. He has been tolerating the diet and gained 3 pounds. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Period paragraph. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.